Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I'm glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. You are listening to a special Hawaii Hemp Conference pre-event edition of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. I am your host, Morris Beagle, and here at the 422, every day is Earth Day, where we give thanks to Mother Earth. We don't rape, we don't pillage, we don't plunder, but what we do do is talk solutions and debunk misinformation, falsehoods, and propaganda related to our favorite little plant we call cannabis. Coming up in the next few minutes, we've got an interview with our good friend, author, hemp farmer, goat herder, and humanity-saving evangelist Doug Fine, along with 422 travel partner Rick Trojan. Rick, unfortunately, could not join me for our fall update segment we've been trying to record, as neither of our schedules seemed to mesh the last few days. Rick has been on the road for over 6 weeks straight, and I've been traveling, it seems like, every other week for months now. Neither of us are complaining, as we have both been fortunate to be able to do what we do. 2018 has been a monumental year for hemp as well as the medical and recreational cannabis industries. We have significantly more states growing hemp this year and planted acreage that is well over 60,000 acres at this point. What actually gets harvested, those numbers won't be readily known until after the new year. Like I mentioned, Rick and I were trying to connect to do a 6-7 month update since the last time we checked in with a podcast, and unfortunately that did not come to fruition. Finding the time to properly produce podcasts has been a challenging thing for myself, but we're hoping to remedy that by January so we can launch season 2 of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422 to coincide with the Winter Hemp Summit happening at Block 1 Event Center in Fort Collins on January 11th. The Winter Hemp Summit is a new event, and the timing is perfect as we'll recap all the key policy and industry happenings of 2018, including Amendment X passing, Farm Bill update, DEA and FDA overview, and Jared Polis becoming the Cannabis Governor of the United States of America and our governor here in Colorado. We'll also discuss 2019 and 2020 forecast and predictions of what we see coming down the pipe. More information on this event and ticket and sponsor details are available at winterhempsummit.com. So I could sit here and ramble on for hours recapping this year, but without Rick to banter with, I don't think I would have as much fun, so that's going to have to wait until later. Let's get into the interview segment and catch up with Doug Fine and discuss this weekend's Hawaii Hemp Conference taking place on Oahu.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hemp in the 422, this fall edition, and we're going to bring Mr. Doug Fine onto the show and get a update as to what he's been doing the last several months and talk a little bit about Hawaii Hemp Conference number 2 in Honolulu this coming Saturday. Doug, what's happening?
Can't wait for that. Howdy, guys. It's good to be with you, brothers, and I hope everybody had a beautiful Thanksgiving.
It was good.
It was great. So, I'm here in New England, so a little cold, but absolutely fantastic.
What's happening, Doug?
Well, let's see. Harvest is mostly in. I'll end on the Hawaii note since we got the big event coming up. I'll talk about the other main harvests, both in Oregon and Vermont. Harvest was successful and good. One of the things, though, you know how every harvest is educational. I thought I had the truism down about what you're looking for when you're ready to harvest, especially when you're trying to maximize a seed harvest. And these are both harvests for which we're building a genetic bank. But on both coasts, for different reasons, it was still wet, and the seeds weren't looking. They weren't doing what I've come to normally expect them to do in my long 3-year history about harvesting hemp in the modern era. And so I had to take it on faith from those that have taught me, hey, no, it's good. They're ripe. The seeds are ripe, but they're not emerging from the calyx as much. The flowers haven't dried out as much. But don't worry about it. In the cleaning and drying process, it's going to be fine, and you'll get to that, 70 to 80% ripeness. And that is, in fact, what happened. So it was, as always, another education. And those harvests are going to go into genetics for other farmers, genetic research, and then also the farm-to-table products that I do call Hemp and Hemp. And then Hawaii. Hawaii is a research project that I am a researcher, officially seed development researcher at the University of Hawaii. And it was an interesting project. It is an interesting project. It's funded by the Department of Agriculture. So my colleagues and I there were dispatched to develop seed that farmers in the program proper could use. But at the beginning, when this contract was issued, the only cultivar that was allowed was this Chinese cultivar called Yuma, and it grows wonderfully. If anybody's seen the social media stuff, it's like these ginormous, gargantuan Jurassic plants. They're beautiful. Personally, it's been like a paid education to learn how to cultivate in the tropics, because it is not the same as cultivating on the mainland. And yet, by what today's markets are asking, it's not exactly what farmers want. And in the sense that it's a fantastic fiber crop, but it doesn't produce a whole lot of seed, and the flower is not very cannabinoid rich, right? So the program is sort of ready. It's ready to take the next stage. Everybody's kind of in Hawaii is on the same page for getting Hawaii's program up to speed with the rest of the nation. And it's been a terrific learning experience, but obviously the program has to expand beyond just one or even just a couple of cultivars. But I sure like get to go to work in Hawaii.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to going to Hawaii here and doing the event here this weekend.
It's going to be big. I the community is turning out. I mean, people are going to be there in Honolulu. And I think for those who are listening to this, they can still, get tickets. They can come in and walk on the day of, or what? Should they get them online?
Yeah, there will be tickets available at the door. And the tickets for the conference themselves will include a lunch. And then you can also get into the expo hall, and there's also quite a few free tickets floating around the Honolulu streets. We've been out marketing and postering and flyering and putting out some comp tickets to the community. So we're expecting quite a few people out for the first time in Honolulu. We had a good show in the Big Island last year in Hilo. We're expecting a bigger show this year for sure.
Yeah, I mean, with 300 people turn out on the Big Island, not just the Big Island, but in the sort of rural farming side of the Big Island, the west side, I think it's going to be big in Honolulu. And so they want to hear all the speakers and the education and the networking. That's a ticket that has to be purchased, correct?
Yeah, and we discounted the tickets down to $149 at the door. We're offering some discounts.
Probably get your tickets now, get them ahead of time. Doug, let me ask you a quick question here. Drop a little teaser, right, if you will, of the education these folks will receive. Tell us a little bit about, so in Hawaii, is it all certified seed? Does it all have to come from foreign sources? I know you said you're working on a genetics program. Talk about seed and seed sourcing for farmers in Hawaii. What does that look like?
Sure. So it's in progress now. The program launched, but very few people have signed up for it because under its initial iteration, only this Yuma seed that we and the other contract holders grew can be used by farmers. So the only people who have signed up are growing either for fiber, pretty much, or, you know, you can do a seed crop with Yuma, or are just trying to learn how to grow, which is not unwise. You know, it's a good thing to do. Or they are doing phytoremediation or something along those lines, some other kind of development like that. So as yet, that's it. From discussing with officials, and one of our keynotes at the Hawaii Hemp Conference, and this is a great reason to come in itself. I mean, there's experts from within Hawaii and all over, but our closing keynote is the Secretary of Agriculture himself, my friend Scott Enright, is coming, and he will, I'm sure, elucidate on that. But bottom line, everybody's been on the same, is on the same page now, which is it's time for the Hawaii program to catch up with, you know, the top echelon mainland programs, namely any genetics that meet federal hemp definitions will be allowed to be grown. And so we're working towards that on the policy level. And by the way, I think I can safely speak for Secretary Enright when I say he's been fine with that all along. He's had his hands tied a little bit because Governor Ige in his first term wasn't quite on board yet and is now. Governor Ige showed up to the Hawaii Farmers Union convention a few weeks ago, at which I was speaking and which Colorado Hemp Company very generously sponsored the hemp module. And he mentioned hemp in his talk. So it's all happening. It was the state of Hawaii needed a couple of years to get itself on board. I'll tell you, some of the programs that have come on later have advantages in that we've got it figured out kind of on the mainland. Like Colorado's got an awesome program. Oregon's got an awesome program. But a lot went into it, and it had to build and get fixed over the year, especially Oregon. I mean, Oregon, I'm losing track of a half dozen or more hemp laws and fixes and patches and updates Whereas now, we know what works. So in my state, it was a piece of cake getting the legislation and the regs done in New Mexico because we knew what was good. Vermont, my opinion, best in the nation. Easy, easy peasy. It's perfect. And, are pretty damn close to perfect. So I think Hawaii is ready to get there, but it's in its legislative session, this coming session, it's got to, fix the law, especially opening up the genetics.
Lots of exciting things to come in Hawaii, that's for sure.
Now, as far as the conference itself, man, we've really brought in the speakers that are going to really help folks. If they are interested in hemp, curious, or dead serious about getting involved, we've got, just to give one example, Janelle Ruff from Little Harmony, right? She's going to come in. Margaret Mackenzie Richardson from Salt Creek. People that are in the trenches, doing it, bootstrapping it, not with gazillions of dollars of underwriting going in. And I think that's probably the category that most Hawaii farmers and entrepreneurs fall into. And so they're going to hear, it's not going to be sugar-coated. You know what I mean? We're not going to paint it as a done deal that you get involved in hemp and all of a sudden you're going to be saving the world while making a gazillion dollars. But maybe after a few years of hard work, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we're finally, as an industry, right, we have over 50,000 acres this year, right, and nationally, which was less than 10,000, you know, 3 years ago. So I think it's growing tremendously. The infrastructure is coming in, which is the next big step, processing, extraction, manufacturing, and investments, right? Investment is starting to come in. Hopefully, once this farm bill passes, that investment will come in a lot more quickly, right? So I think the uncertainty is clearing somewhat. We're still waiting for the folks up in D.C. to get their heads, you know, straight and get the law corrected. But absolutely, I mean, it's growing tremendously. And if you ask someone, you know, where hemp's going to be in 5 years or cannabis in general, I mean, everyone, you know, I think agrees that it's going to be bigger and broader and larger than it is today. So that's always a great outlook for investment and for entrepreneurs in the space.
Definitely. Now, every place that I like tends to have a reputation of operating on blank time, you know, New Mexico time, Hawaii time, whatever it is. Folks can do things kind of at the last minute. If you're listening to this in Hawaii, now's the time to get your tickets. This event's coming up right quick. If they do want to get the advanced tickets, what website should they go to?
HawaiiHempConference.com. And yeah, you'll save money if you do buy tickets before doors open on Saturday at, I think we're opening them in like at 9 a.m. So come get your tickets online early and then we hope to see you out at the show.
What else are we going to be talking about? Rick, you're on a couple panels, right? What are we, besides, you know, the normal awesomeness like opening prayers and knowledgeable stuff that we'll do some legal and policy stuff. You're on a policy panel. Is that right, Rick?
Correct. Yep. So obviously policy is changing and the farm bill, you know, some people say it's going to happen tomorrow. Some people say it's going to happen next week. The reality is if someone tells you definitively they know, they're not being honest. I mean, I don't think Mitch McConnell, who's driving the hemp in the farm bill, knows when it's going to pass. So lots to work through, but there's a lot of progress made in a lot of states, a lot of legal cases have set some precedent. So, I mean, there's still a lot happening. It's a new industry. So we got a couple, you know, years to go through some stuff, but the policy is forming, and Doug, you've been a big part of that across the country. So thank you for that. And it's going to be great to help, you know, bring the latest information as of, you know, real time that day of what's happened on the policy side. So lots of good information. And like you said, if you're in Hawaii and want to learn about hemp, this is the place to go. We got experts from all over the country coming in. So get your ticket now and secure your spot.
From the mainland, too. And you, by the way, thank you, too, for the kind words and for your work on policy as well. Both of you guys, Rick and Morris, it's, you know, when you're an early player, you have this undue, outsized influence. And I've been amazed, especially on the state level, but even on the federal level, how responsive folks are. And if you're listening to this and don't know what we're talking about, the federal farm bill, when it passes here, hopefully imminently, change of provision that really is great for hemp. It fully legalizes hemp, and we'll be talking more about what it all means. Other panels at the Hawaii Hemp Conference include a cannabinoid panel, you know, the big market right now. There's a gold rush on for CBD, but you can't just leap in and expect to get rich. We're going to have people that really are involved on the flower side of the plant, these applications that come from the flowering part of the cannabis hemp plant, explaining what the markets are, where they're headed, what to look for, what your best bet is, whether you're from Hawaii or elsewhere. And if you're coming from the mainland, it's not too late. This is early season. You can get some last-minute flights, and the hotel is really beautiful. It's right there. It's right there at the Hawaii Convention Center. You can be staying at the conference hotel room and be minutes from the beach as well. Right, Mars? Can they get a conference deal on the hotel as well?
Yeah, there's a deal at the Ala Moana Hotel. There's a conference right there. And it's right there by the mall and right there by the convention center. And like you said, just a couple minutes from the beach. It's in a real central location, a lot of things going on in that general vicinity.
And if you're really lucky, they might send an accidental text saying missiles are coming in. And that was really fun. That happened while I was in Hawaii working a year ago. And our colleagues at Salt Creek Kemp, Margaret and Aaron, were with us. I was outside stretching, doing my yoga. And I come back in, and my phone rings, and Margaret's like, what should we do? She, and I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, check your phone. And I look down, and it said, the missiles have been launched, you know. Say goodbye to your family or whatever.
Let's hope we don't have a, yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. The only missiles we're going to be launching are cannabis-forward missiles.
That's it.
Well, hey, let's wrap this thing up. Look forward to seeing you here in a few days, and we're going to have ourselves a really good event here coming up in Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really excited to see you guys. We had such a good time last time. Let's make sure it's not all work and no play, that we hit the water and all that. And then you mentioned the lunch. Is there going to be anything hemp-themed? Is there going to be any entertainment in the evening?
We do have a celebration party going on Saturday evening. We're still working out the details on where the venue is going to be, but there will be something going on in the 8 o'clock hour after the event.
It's always good when it's a Colorado Hemp Company event, the music and the jamming. And I find a lot of the networking even happens during those after hours. So you're wise to buy the entire conference ticket if you're coming to this thing.
Yes, you are. All right, well, we'll see you here in a couple days, Doug. Looking forward to it.
All right, travel safe, you guys.
Mahalo.